You're listening to WWBC Coco Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco Rockledge and W264AS Rockledge Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
And welcome to What's Cooking in the 321. I don't even know what day of the week it is, because, hi, Danny.
Hello.
I've been in California, and I really found out about jet lag. And it's, can I say the word sucks? That's usually a word you tell me not to say on the radio, isn't it? But I did have Tourette syndrome earlier this morning. So listen, but I did bring into the studio my friends, okay? Kathy and I have known each other years. And I got to say his name right, because this is famous. Jimmy DeBardale. How do you say it? DeBarlo.
Oh, that wasn't even close.
DeBarlo. No, tell me.
DeBartolo.
DeBartolo. Jimmy DeBartolo. So Kathy and I, like, we have secrets we'll take to our graves. And that's what makes you really, really good friends, because you'll never, ever do bad on the other one. Oh, yeah. Because, yeah, we take them secrets right to the grave, Danny. It's so that makes a good friendship. We got each other's backs. You know, we'll never say that we would perjure each other in court for each other, but you know what? My money's on my pal. And we do look alike, exactly.
Exactly alike.
Like twins. I always say that on Facebook. Every time she puts some pictures of her modeling, I always say, darn, we look alike. You probably think the same thing, don't you, Jimmy?
Just like twins.
Just like
yeah,
twins.
Arnold,
that's what
Danny.
I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about. So you can chime in on this, because have you been out to California?
No.
No? Well, no. Have you been somewhere where the times changed?
Yes.
Yes. Because I'm telling you, I got bags under my eyes.
Hawaii.
I can't. Hawaii, yeah. So that's probably the same time zone as California, isn't it?
I'm sorry. No, it's 2 hours behind.
No, because we're three in California.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, like, when I flew out in the morning, like, we were at the airport at 8:30. We didn't get home till midnight, and it was a direct flight, because the time changes while you're in the air. Mm-hmm. And I kept tracking, you know, you can now get Wi-Fi on the plane, so you can tell where you're at. You can see where you're at over Texas. That's where it finally did the little change. And I just went, dang, I'm tired now. This is not, now it's 9 o'clock.
Try flying to Germany.
Yeah, nah. I do want to go to Paris.
That's a 6-hour difference.
Yeah. So I do have jet lag, and so I can't get my body back. And then when you have guests, you got to drink a little more. You know, when you have guests, first of all, when you're on vacation. So just so anybody that doesn't know, Jen and I went and did the whole California. If you get to my Facebook page, it's pretty funny, because I lived in California, and, you know, I lived in Studio City in North Hollywood, Van Nuys area. So I've seen the Hollywood sign many times from wherever you are. And but Jen's like, I said, I've never seen it up close. So Jennifer was like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride around the hills. And the cars on the hill, the people park their cars like there's not two lanes. There's only one lane. So if cars are coming at you, no. Somebody's got to, you got to get between the parked cars. And you see scrapes on almost all them cars. And they're nice cars. I'm talking Lamborghinis, BMWs. Yeah, they're not driving in a Pinot, okay, in the Hollywood Hills. So she's doing the Wild Toads ride. And if you look at the Facebook page for Kim Meredith, you'll see how close we came the first night in the dark, okay? But no, the next day, she's going to get me closer. So we went back up there. You know, she used to be a cop. No, she was driving everywhere that said, do not enter. No, Jennifer is driving in to that area. And I'm telling you, if you look on my Facebook page, I can almost touch those letters. it was something to see. So we did the whole Walk the Stars. And let me tell you, there was a lot of James Cagney's. I don't know why he's got so many. There's a few that had a few more, but have you guys been to Hollywood? I'll tell you what, we got Jackie and Nicole in the house today. We're going to be doing, you were here before, Jackie? Were you here before?
Yeah.
Why don't I, where was I? She was here with us last, with you last time?
You still have jet lag, that's why.
Because that's it. That's it. So we're doing a huge event this weekend.
Yes.
Is it huge?
It's
huge. Is it going to be huge?
We're hoping it's going to be huge.
Okay. So let me just start because we're, what it's called is Angels Bridging Gaps. One Voice, I'll say this word wrong, Coalition. All right. From Florida. Helping Hands Family Resource Fair, 11 to 4 on Saturday.
Correct.
At the Melbourne Auditorium. I'm doing food. I got food and beverage covered.
Yes, and we
tell
appreciate it.
Tell us what you're doing.
All right. What we are doing is this Helping Hands Disability Conference is going to be our third year pulling together something like this for our community in Brevard. It's for all of our families. It's for all of our caregivers that I talk to on a regular basis through our support organization. It's for our community partners. It's to pull the community together. We've got some wonderful, we have over 70 community partners that are going to be there.
Does that mean 70 vendors?
70 vendors.
Wow.
And
you gonna tell us who they are?
All different kinds. We have Orlando Health. That's one of our sponsors this year. You know,
Kathy,
they just stepped
that's
in,
your department.
Yep. They just stepped into Brevard County, so we're really excited to get them into our community.
Now, let's talk about Orlando Health. Just
sure.
So this is what's cooking in the 3-2-1.
Mm-hmm.
Their new took over Wusthof Hospital?
Correct. They just took over Wusthof.
So that was a Stewart Hospital after that?
It was a Stewart Hospital prior to that.
Prior.
And now, not before Wusthof. It was Wusthof first.
Oh, yeah, it was Wusthof,
oh, yeah.
Then Stewart.
They
right.
Put a, they
right.
put a nice little piece of metal in my hand there one time after a car accident. And then it went Stewart, and now Orlando Health has purchased it.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Kathy, you ever heard of Orlando Health?
I have not.
Oh, you might want to move back. Maybe this would be good. You can meet some people from Orlando Health. I need to get my friend here who's moved to Navarre Beach.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You know what? You know how I like to talk about everything all the time and go in circles and come back? Danny, what do I hate doing most in the whole world? What do I say all the time on the air? I'm never doing what? I'm never catering.
Right. You don't cater no more.
I'm not
doing
off-site catering.
Right.
It stinks. It's the worst. It is the worst. You have to fill your car, your rocket, full of stuff that you don't want to put anything in and take it. No, this was not like around the block, though. She moved to Navarre Beach, okay? And then I'm going to cater a wedding in Navarre Beach.
Nice little drive for catering.
Do you remember after the show after I did that?
Yes, I did remember when you did
that. I said I would never drive 10 hours ever again in my life, okay?
But you said it was great.
It was great. Was it not great? We had a good time.
Absolutely.
We had a great time. I hope that Mel High hears that because I cooked the same food for Mel High's reunion for yours the same night. And theirs was great, but Mel High said theirs that they had fresh that night was just mediocre. Who
all
knew?
I can say, everybody at our wedding really enjoyed the food. And
thank you.
Thank appreciated you. All that you did
I
for us.
Thought it was good, and I'm
absolutely.
My worst critic. I hate everything I do. So I had fun that night. We had a great couple days. Stayed in Navarre Beach. After you guys left for your honeymoon, you know what? I stayed around in that lazy river. In the, yep, they had a lazy river at the hotel. I don't. Have you guys been to Navarre Beach?
No, I've never been.
I
actually used to be stationed up there. So we lived in Mary Esther, so not too far.
Yeah. Did you, and you know, were the Blue Angels up there then? You could see them
no,
flying?
We were Air Force, so go Air Force. Because we were at Eglin Air Force Base up there. But yes.
So, so I hate offsite catering, and that's what I did for them. I went there. I said, so I got back on the air, and I said, you know what? This is my last time I'm ever doing an offsite catering
job. More catering. Retire.
No more catering. You heard it here from me, from you, for the last time.
Right.
No more offsite catering. But at least we have them here to say that, hey, at least the last one went smooth.
Yes, it did.
That's right. It was fantastic. All right. I'm sorry. I interrupted you. See how I am?
Not at all. We appreciate you having us here.
I wanted you to just know where they were from because they're from the other side of the world when you're talking there.
Well, now I have some place else to go visit, so I'm always
that's
looking
right.
for new places.
That's right.
So So yeah, we this coming Saturday, Melbourne Auditorium, our Helping Hands Conference. We are expecting over 70 of our community partners that will be there to help families with different resource information. We actually have one of our dentists that will be there actually doing some screenings. We have, like I said, Orlando Health will be there. We have Vocation Rehabilitation supposed to be there. I did get a call today from the Agency for Persons with Disabilities, which is a key agency, and they're hoping to be there. We have a lot of our local organizations. I even found out about a new organization that just came to Brevard recently. And that is Bridges, which everyone knows, but there's a Bridges Behavioral Health for adults that helps with mental health and other crisis.
See, this is why I remember last time I pulled you together with somebody else that was doing bed picks and that. This is why my friend from Navarre needs to move back here to Melbourne, and she's in healthcare looking for jobs.
Wow, actually.
Yeah. So see, there's
got
a reason.
Of connections for you.
There's a reason. That's why I was telling you where she was from, because we need to get her back here.
Well, actually, the reality is this conference, the base of it is disabilities, but it's for the whole community. As Nicole and I say, disabilities is 0 to 100. Each and every one of us either cares for someone else that has a something that hinders them one way or another. We call it a disability. We have our veterans. We have our seniors. Each and every one of us are declining slowly but gracefully.
I have a limp.
But like I said, we're all going to be the bionic man sooner or later, right?
I have a new knee, a new wrist. See, I'm part metal.
You're fast, right? You're really fast now?
No, I'm still limping. I'm still limping along.
But it's for everyone. We actually have one of the new schools from FIT, and forgive me for not remembering the name of the school, that they will be there. But they will bring some of their students that'll be doing health checks.
Okay. So this, let's just for our listeners at What's Cooking in the 3-2-1. So the doors open right at?
The doors open at 11 a.m.
At 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm, from 11 to 12.
And when you walk through the door, there's going to be different vendors booths.
Correct. We're going to have over.
So is there like workshops or anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me give you the whole breakdown.
Okay.
We have from 11 to 12. We're going to have the whole main floor open for you to go ahead and meet all the different vendors and all the different community partners.
Okay.
And then after that, we are going to go into.
Do we get a gift bag?
Actually, there will be gift bags given out, actually.
I love the Prada bag. I do.
I'm actually part of a larger network called Bright Feats. We have a directory called...
What is it called?
It's called Bright Feats. It's a resource directory.
Okay.
I'll give you guys one before you leave. It covers all different parts of Florida, Tampa, Atlanta, Georgia, Jacksonville. We're just about to take over the Panhandle. All resources for families with disabilities. We're all different organizations that come together to kind of create this network of for families. Our families move around from state to state, from county to county, and we need to know where to land. The hardest part about landing in Florida is not knowing where to connect with your resources.
Yeah.
And that's what this fair is about. It's about connecting families with resources. We know that just in Palm Bay alone, we have over 400 families moving in on a monthly basis to Brevard, right? And that's Palm Bay. So families are moving in. Some of them have kids with disabilities. Some of them have parents.
What does that
or
mean?
Seniors.
What does that mean, they're moving in month to month?
Let's see. Last year, I took my adult program, my ABG Works Adult Enrichment Program, over to the city of Palm Bay for a tour. And we asked questions. One of the questions we asked was about all the new people moving in and all the new houses. And the statistics were roughly about 400 people per month are moving into Palm Bay area.
Okay.
I say statistically for the state of Florida, it's 1,000 a day.
Yeah.
So, and this is weird because my brother was just saying this because he's building a house for somebody in Palm Bay.
Mm-hmm.
That how much it's building up out there. And
it's building up.
I just sold a house in Palm Bay.
I just drove down to the new area. I guess that's supposed to be called, what is it, Emerald City?
Emerald City.
Huh. Oh, my gosh. There's so many houses there. When I see all those houses, what I think of are families moving in without knowing where to go to for resources.
Right.
If the statistics for autism are 1 in every 31 children, we're saying.
Is that
how
accurate?
Many of those families?
It is.
You think that's accurate?
Well, it's
accurate.
the newest
statistics.
CDC data is 1 in 31, but... Overall,
does anybody know why? Did like moms wear too tight of pants like years ago?
It's a neurological condition.
It is,
and
but
it's lifelong.
Why is everybody like? Because you know, I'm in a college.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, I see more kids that are like off the spectrum, on the spectrum. What is it? What's the term?
On
the spectrum.
Correct.
And what's funny is they literally sit and talk about who has the worst issues. It's because I'm in a college. These are when we do dual enrollment, they're ninth graders through college, you know, ages. And I'm telling you, I see it every day, more and more and more. And it's what's going on? Is it the McDonald's food?
There's going to be a multitude of factors. They haven't ever been able to determine the exact, like, biological conditions. We know that it's inherent. We know that autism, along with other neurological conditions, are often comorbiding or co-occurring. So you'll see someone with ADHD and autism, or bipolar disorder and autism. You also need to understand that the diagnostic criteria has drastically evolved over the last 30 years. And we are learning more and more about it every day. Early studies only focused on young white boys. We're now understanding that there's a larger population, much broader, because it presents differently in girls and different minority populations. So every day that we learn more about it, we're able to diagnose it much more accurately. Hmm. And it also presents differently in every single person. So we like to say that if you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism. They're not all the what Hollywood portrays. It ranges. It is a spectrum. And so not just for, you know, since we focus on this event coming up, it's not just autism, but disabilities is a broader conversation. And that's the statistic that people should be most talking about. That's one in four Americans. So I had a professor tell me once that disability is the only minority group that's always taking applications. Chances are, if you have no experience with disability, you will. And it's something that everyone should always be familiar with.
Yeah. Huh. Matter of fact, my Angels Bridging Gaps organization, we have a program. We call it our Angel Buddies. It's our high school and college students of tomorrow. We go into high schools and college locations, and we do a workshop with students regarding a day in the life of a person with a disability. And I let each and every one of those students understand that at some point in time, a disability will touch your life. It will be your child. It will be your husband. It will be your mother, your father, your sister, brother, or someone that you work for. Or maybe you'll employ if you're hopefully willing enough to do that, because that's another issue that we won't touch upon right now. But it's an important one in terms of the lack of opportunities and jobs for people with disabilities.
Hmm. I had Tourette syndrome this morning at work. Is that a disability? You know, when I first started talking to you guys, I had mentioned that I had somebody in our family that couldn't get benefits because they're blind. They're legally blind. Mm-hmm. This is somebody that my son's marrying. And you guys were right out there and got me two numbers really quick. And the one that was helpful was blind also, but running the program.
Matter of fact,
which I found pretty, you know, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, they're going to be there too. We have three different organizations as a support for people that are blind that will be at the event.
So how do you test a young one to see if they have autism?
It's an ages and stages questionnaire usually that you're going to start to see if you have a child who's going to a pediatrician. They have questionnaires that parents will fill out. Because usually a lot of children, if they're not in daycare, they're not in school, that's where a lot of them tend to get, I would say, caught. That's not the appropriate word I'm looking for. But you see, because you have more people that are looking. We had COVID where everyone was kind of inside, and now we're coming back out again and being more connected with community. So ages and stages questionnaire is kind of one of those first screenings. But there's a lot of key factors that parents can keep an eye out for if that's something that they're concerned or curious about, but should always speak to their pediatricians. Like I said, it depends. It differs for boys and girls because it presents differently. I have two children on the spectrum. I have a boy and a girl, and they range in severity with
their
symptoms.
And you knew right away?
No, ma'am. In fact, my oldest, who's now 15, was actually misdiagnosed at 2 because she was a girl. She was actually just diagnosed, I think, at 13. And my youngest, who was a boy, was diagnosed at 2.
So I have an 11-year-old that when she was young, 4 years old, they said she had, in fact, they got rid of the term Asperger's.
Yes.
But that's what they told me it was like. And I just said, nah, she just likes her stuff where she likes it. And you've seen her stuff because Kathy's in the medical field. She just likes her stuff in the right, but I wouldn't say she's off the spectrum. I just think she's a little OCD. She likes her stuff where she likes it. Don't move it. Don't touch it. And everybody's
OCD
happy.
OCD is actually a part of the spectrum.
See, that's what I'm saying. So now, if you don't want your stuff touched, if you like OCD, that's what I'm saying. Now you're part of the spectrum.
That
can't
doesn't
it
mean
just
that
be that you
have,
like your stuff and nobody touching it?
It doesn't mean that you have autism. It right. just means that you're part of the spectrum.
Oh,
and so
okay.
also so if you think of a neurological condition, think of like your fingerprint. Everybody's brain is mapped differently. If you're a medical profession, you guys, mm-hmm. you'd understand this. So it's incredibly, you want to try to understand, like you want to standardize a way of screening humans, individuals that come from all walks of life, that have all kinds of different inherent or, things that we pass down along in generations, or they come from different backgrounds, they have different languages. You want to have something that's a standardized test across the board to identify these things. And that's really difficult, not to mention everybody's brain is different. And so you may have an individual who has a symptom. For example, if they are, they like things a certain way. To the degree that how much do they need that to be a certain way?
Oh, no,
that's
everything.
That's where that difference is a little bit different.
And how much does it interfere with your life?
Yes.
I think she's the coolest little person to hang out with ever.
And actually, I got news for you. Most of our kids that have autism are amazing individuals when you get to know them.
I think Lex is amazing.
They have like savant areas of their brains that work extremely well, that they're gifted in. Maybe not be able to tie their shoes. I've got kids that can write you a perfect little essay on something but can't tie his shoes. You know, my son he's 26 years old, and he has low verbal autism, and he has apraxia. I'm learning more about apraxia right now.
I don't even know what that one is.
It's basically when he had words when he was little. He used to say mommy and cookie and all these wonderful things, and then they kind of disappeared. So he had words, but he seemed to have lost the language in terms of the expressive part of the language. It's all still inside of his head. It's all in it. He laughs at every joke. Don't put him in front of something you don't think he understands, because he does. He'll give you that look like,
But this is a lovely story. I had my 11-year-old here when she was 9. She sat in front of this mic, and I said, okay, you've been raised, because we are what's cooking in the 3-2-1. Let's talk about food for a minute. I said, you've been raised in a restaurant. What's the most important thing you know about restaurants that you could tell the audience? Now, I did not tell her what to say. She goes, you have to shake a martini at least 30 times. You got to crystallize the ice. And she was very clear with it, too. She was, like, doing the motions and everything. I go, oh, Lord, I've wrecked them. I've wrecked them all. Listen, I think that the ones that, first of all, I think the work you're doing is so important. And I'm looking forward to Saturday, because I wish there was a test where they could walk through the door, we could bring all of our kids, and then we could bring our young adults, who I think really have the big problems in life. It's matter. And say, what happened to them? Let's just give them a test. Put them through little blocks where you got to put them through holes or something, and let's figure out what's wrong with them.
Can we do that to our husbands, too? I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? I was going to say that we talked about diagnosis for the younger ones. A lot of people do not realize that the diagnosis sometimes comes in mid-years. I have a lot of families, if you don't get diagnosed early on, around 2, 3, 4, in those young formative years when everyone's watching, usually again around second or third grade when they do testing, mm-hmm. you'll start to notice your child's play maybe a little bit different. Then it's going to be around sixth grade. That's the next time they do major testing. And then we start to notice those differences. That's when, like, it takes off. You start to notice your kid is completely different than the kid next to you. And you're like, don't get invited to birthday parties.
And a lot of things going on.
There's a lot going on.
Mine is feel. Like, if you set her next to a paper, she's going to run her hands over it first.
Yeah,
she won't pick up a styrofoam plate. She won't use a foam plate. Yeah.
Very kinesthetically driven.
Our kids have a lot of hypersensitivity. They can hear the lights crinkling. It's a distraction for them.
So if you think about, my husband and I listened to a speaker once say that, you know how you look through the Hubble telescope to see the universe, right? You see all the stars, you see everything in beautiful display. Imagine that view inverted. That's a person with autism. That's how they take in their entire surrounding. So we're sitting here in the studio right now, and I can hear the fan or something going on. I think that's the AC. You can see the fluorescence above us. There's different actually colored lights above me, and then over here on this side of the studio, there's some lights that are flickering on the side here. I can feel my toes touching the carpet. These are, sometimes people use it as grounding techniques when you're overwhelmed. But for someone with autism, they are experiencing all of this all the time. Where we have ingrained filters to help us remain focused or to help, you know, prioritize what we're, you know, taking in our body. They don't. So a lot of that has to be trained. You have to learn.
Right. So, and just recently, especially this past year, I've had more adults that I've known in all walks of life and community partners share with me that they have autism themselves, or they've been recently diagnosed themselves, that they always thought they had ADHD as a child. They knew that. And they went back for some other testing.
But there's not a test to actually test that, right?
Oh, you can get tested as an adult.
You can. Yeah. Like, I mean, is it like a chromosome that's missing or something? I mean, is it really like a medical test? It's not like Down syndrome.
Right.
It's Kathy, you know anything about that? I know she doesn't want to talk on the radio. She just came to be a spectator, but you got to know something about that.
I do.
Yeah.
And my son is on the spectrum a little bit. So I can, he relates exactly to Lexi.
Yeah. But I think Lex is like the coolest person. First of all, she's brilliant. For a 9-year-old, yeah, she could tell you. She can tell you all about politics, food. Oh, yeah. She did just call me here 1 minute before we went on the air to see if she could cook bacon and eggs. No, it was eggs and toast, but it's all good. It's all good. The So how about the stage? Are you going to utilize the stage or nobody's going to be up there on the stage? Because I love when somebody utilizes that stage.
There's a bit of irony for that. So we are actually celebrating, this year is the 35th anniversary of the signing of the Americans with Disabilities Act, which is really fantastic because we're going to have the mayors of both Melbourne and Palm Bay going to come and do a proclamation.
Wow.
Which we're very excited about.
And I love our mayor, Elfrey.
He immediately volunteered to help us with this program. So we're just really a fan and very excited. But the wheelchair lift for the stage and the auditorium is actually broken. So we won't be utilizing the stage in that capacity. Accessibility is a key component for a lot of conversations now. And so I think it's really important to kind of note that. But I also appreciate that the mayors of both Palm Bay and Melbourne are going to take time out to come and talk about this. And
that's great.
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah. I can honestly say that in Palm Bay, when I've called on the mayor to reach out to help in certain crisis situations, he's responded. So I appreciate that. We've also got Officer Spears from the Palm Bay Police Department that will be participating. And then we have Command Officer Isings, I believe. From the Melbourne,
right? I don't know.
From the Melbourne Police Department, mm-hmm. that will also be participating. So, like I said, we're looking. We're
also,
having
we should
different
be talking about the legislative panel.
Yeah,
because our congressman, I know we just had, I don't know, I forget who it was in the auditorium. We did his party when he won, but all of them seem to be in touch with what you're doing, and they're there. You can call their offices. I know that. You can call their offices. They will answer you. I know that firsthand because I've had to do it. I was telling you about the blind thing.
Correct.
So we've got some pretty good help here in Brevard. They're on hand. They'll make that call for us. They'll help us out. So I'm glad that you have them coming.
Well, not all of them were able. So we have a fantastic keynote speaker. His name is J.J. Holmes, and he's won, I think it was the 2024, I'm going to say it, Adelio Valdez Award. I'm sorry, it's going to come to me. I have it written down somewhere else. And then also the Central Florida Citizen of the Year. But he's a self-advocate. He uses an assistive communication device to speak. So he's going to be coming. I am so excited.
Because the one I was talking about is Hardopoulos.
Oh. Well, yeah, so after that, we're transitioning to a legislative panel. So we invited all of the Brevard County delegates and then some to come and talk about past efforts in the last legislative session.
And that's happening Saturday?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Well, we have Representative Monique Miller, who's coming, and then Representative Anna Escamani. She's from Orlando. She's going to be coming. We had Representative Tremont really, really wanted to be there, but he had a conflict, and so Senator Mayfield also had one. This is summer, too, so they had other events as well, but we do have those two coming, as well as Scott Darius from Florida Voices for Health. And Melissa Mazeta, she does one of the largest support coordinator agency in the state of Florida. So, yeah, that's going to be our legislative panel right after our keynote. So I hope everyone can come for that.
So after the legislative panel, then we're going to have breakout panels, 0 to 5, K to 12, adults and teens, which is really important, near to dear to me.
So should the parents bring their children?
Actually, if they
or
do
come
decide,
without them.
Actually, if they fill out the registration, they can say that they're bringing their children. We do have an activity area for the kids. Arts for All is going to be there doing some fun art projects and some sensory stuff. We're going to have.
Are you in both wings? Just
we're using the whole entire
building. That's awesome.
So your wing.
And I'm sorry, I didn't look at the. I've been gone for a week and I haven't looked yet.
Your side on your wing, we'll have the kids area on that side. We'll also have.
I love when they put the kids area by me.
Don't you?
I do. I love kids.
So yeah, we've got the music therapy program will be there too, doing some stuff with the kids, and then we've got a couple of our health agencies that'll be available too if parents need respite, or need more one-on-one. Some of our kids are runners. Some of our kids need more intensive supports, and we're hoping to also introduce and connect these families with lifelong supports.
My Today's kid's the only kid that's been kicked out of church.
No, not true.
I don't think
there's been more? Because she ran right out the front door.
Well, actually, you'll be glad to know that one of the panels is going to be a ministry support group. One of our friends, Doug Rothenbusch, he recently started an organization bringing some of the different church organizations together. So he's got 8 churches under, and what's the name of it again?
Oh, don't ask me. I'm so sorry.
Doug, forgive us for forgetting the actual name.
Yeah, sorry, Doug.
So let me ask you, has it been easy to get the help, or you got to go out there and really kick doors to get it?
To get people
have
to
they
come
been,
in?
Yeah, have they all been wanting to come
on
board?
I'm very fortunate in Brevard County. I've been very connected with community partners for over 20 years.
That's great.
I was chair of the interagency council when there were over 40 agencies that were working under us. We started the START conference way back when. The only reason the school district isn't able to support as much this year, it's a bad weekend. So we've already talked to the school district for next year.
Yeah.
We've also talked to Resource Center for Disability Solutions. They did a small resource event this past weekend. Next week year, we're doing it all together.
Yeah. Now, let me just ask, because last time, and I'm certainly, I'll wait till Brittany comes back, but last time we were here, we had Brittany, who was going to be having school buses parked in different places and collecting clothes and some other stuff. Mm. And I think there's been a little stop on that. I'm going to get with her in the next week or whatever and figure that one out. But is there a place that you can continue to, is that something you guys do or no?
As far as supporting what?
Because I know you had
We had actually given Brittany a... We recently just got rid of our trailer.
Yeah.
Because we're downsizing. We need more transportation for the kids.
That was an awesome, two of you being together, though, that you could make that.
So I've tried to give her some support on that end. She does have a booth at our event.
She does.
So
she'll be able to let people know, because I think that's a biggie. Because I know school is opening. Our kids are going back to school on the 18th of August.
Correct.
Yay, yay, yay. And I know there's a whole bunch of them that need backpacks, school clothes, food.
I also
and what
know
have
that
you.
Space Coast City Church is also doing a back to school event on August 2nd as well.
And is that on Facebook? Is that on?
No,
I just. Where can people find out
about
that?
I'm not sure exactly. I happen to know the team over at Space Coast City Church.
Okay.
And I know they're doing it with the city of Palm Bay, with the police department.
Okay, and next week, I know Gina from Marketing of the City, she's going to be on the show, and she's going to let everybody know, because I know our city buildings, we're also making that happen. Yeah. The city's putting a lot of backpacks together, and so next week, we're going to let people know about
and
that.
If you guys know about anything like that, make sure you bring it to the event. Our goal is to hand out information to families. We're going to have information about food pantries, and we'll be handing that out to families, because we know that some of our families are on the verge of homelessness or food scarcity. So that's a real important part. Like I said, this event is for any and everyone. If you are dependent on resources in this community and you need that helping hand from someone else, then this conference is for you. It's not just about people with disabilities.
So do you have a website?
We do.
So tell everybody how to find your website.
Sure. Angels Bridging Gaps, and that's Angels with an S, Bridging, BRIDGING, Gaps, GAPS.org. And their other website is also
OneVoiceCoalitionFlorida.org, all one word.
And then can they call the 324 number? Is that for information on this? It's 321-324-1643.
Yeah.
Is that a recording or it'll...
That'll be Phil. That'll be our partner, Phil.
I like Phil.
Phil is, you
Talk
know what,
Phil
he's
for
the
hours
hardest,
on the phone.
He's the hardest working senior in Brevard County, and we couldn't do half of what we do without him, including him pushing us all the time. But we love him.
So I'm just, all I have to do though is just open the concession all day, right?
That's all you gotta do.
So who's opening the door? Who's coming in first? You and Phil?
You know Phil's gonna be the first one.
Phil's, yeah. What time do I, what
Phil
time
will
do
probably
I
sleep there the night
Phil?
Before.
He'll be in the parking lot. He will when be. We show up with coffee in the morning.
Oh,
so.
Don't show up with coffee. Can't bring it in.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, we'll chug it in the car before we come
beverage
in.
And then let me mention one last panel that I think is really important. Outside of having the 0 to 5, the K to 12, the adult panel, we also have a crisis panel and first responders, and then there's a separate panel that's going to be it's mental health, behavioral health, and other community supports.
Right.
In addition to our ministry panel, so it's something for everyone.
That's
all
awesome.
The way through, right? I want people to leave filled, to feel hopeful, and to know that we are a community that can work together to create a better future for our children and for our families.
And this is just in Brevard.
Brevard, we're doing this year. Who knows?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, my partner group, Bright Feats, is actually doing a 2-day conference next year over in Orlando.
Okay.
So anyone that comes to this event
so
will
your
know
last,
about that.
Where was your last event?
The last event that we did?
Harley Davidson.
Oh, we did. Oh, the last
Space
one, yeah.
Coast,
we did the Space
Coast
at the Harley Davidson. Yeah.
Was that this year or?
That was last year.
Last
this is our
year.
Third year.
So how many
of this
people
event.
Showed up?
Let's see. Last year, maybe we had 100 people that showed up.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Because it was kind of a not a great
Phil's
day.
I was expecting a huge amount of people here.
We decided to move it indoors, and we decided to
in August.
Right.
Yeah.
We moved it indoors strategically because April was not a great month. Like the outdoor events were kind of getting canceled a lot.
I love our facility.
So I love the
facility. I mean, because we're in Florida. Come on.
And actually,
it's going to rain at some point of the day.
Now, years ago when we did a similar event with the other support groups back in 2015, 16, around that time period, we had over 1,000 people at the conference. And actually, you served food, I think, during that time too. So.
Huh. So what time I got to make Phil's coffee?
I'd say probably about 7:30.
7:30.
The doors open, what, at 8? So
you guys
soon as we can
in
get
at
in.
Eight. Yeah.
Yeah.
You
guys soon as
get
we're
in
there.
Eight. You guys
yeah.
get in
like
at
I said, he'll
I'm
be sitting
there a half an hour before everybody
Don't
else.
Don't worry. He'll be sitting there waiting for you.
Yeah. You know, well, tell him I can't let him in. You know, that's the biggest fight I get in with people because I will pull up. I get there half an hour earlier than the doors open. And as soon as they see me turn that key, they think I can let them in. And I go, oh, no, I can't let you in. Your contract starts at this time. It's actually an insurance thing.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, I can't let people in ahead of time. And I had one really complain. I'm like, I can't help it. I can't help it. The, but yeah, that's the biggest complaint is she wouldn't let me in. She wouldn't let me in the door. I go, nope. I close it like right in their face in front of them. But yeah, I'll be locking Phil out then.
Okay, good.
I'll be locking Phil out. I better sneak in the back.
We'll make sure we bring our cameras.
Yeah. Yeah, can I better tell Phil, I can't let you in no matter what. I can't let you in until 8 o'clock. The,
with love.
Listen, we do have you guys been to Melbourne Seafood yet? You remember we talked about Melbourne Seafood last time you were here because they're who makes it possible for us to all be here and talk about anything Kim feels like talking to today about. They've got some specials this week. We all know they're in the new downtown. They used to be on US 1 there in the little place that looks like a blue aquarium and at the corner. I always, because Strawbridge and 192, you know, I hate when they change the names of streets. You know, there was New Haven, Strawbridge. It's actually New Haven, US 1 is where it used to be. Now, if you're coming from the other side, like from Babcock, it's right where the old Rollies was. And have you been there yet?
I haven't been there yet.
So right when you come into downtown Melbourne, right where like the gates are, right there on the right before that, that's where the new place is. They've expanded the menu at the new downtown location. They include fried seafood now, which they never had fried food before. Local catches. They've got a whole Maine lobster right now with two sides for $20. Can't beat that. They got dollar oysters every Tuesday. You guys like oysters. There's a good place for you to go. They're doing that all through the summer. Danny, let's give away a $25 gift certificate. Okay. Compliments of Nick Moon from What's Cooking in the 321 and Melbourne Seafood Station. To the 20th person to text, we're getting texts. I'm going to have to check them. It might be questions for you guys. But the 20th person to text, I want some oysters. We're going to give you a $25 gift certificate. And I'll call you back after the show. The other thing we've got going on, We've got you guys on Saturday, on Wednesday, August 6th and August 7th. We've got the Melbourne Municipal Band. They were here last week. Did you show up for that?
Nope.
Nope. Are you coming next time to try the band instead of the orchestra?
No, I like the orchestra.
But I have to tell you, it was good. It was good. They've got, let's see, the Undercover Blues they did last time. So it was cool. It was some blues music. This time they're doing, it's a free concert. They're doing a graduation concert. That one was good. But this one's going to be a musical expedition. So I don't know what kind of music's in store, but he is going to be here next week and tell us all about it. So we've got the Melbourne Municipal Band coming. Here's one for all your vendors. Let's make sure, and we're going to put these out. It's a Seeking Local Businesses. It's our Halloween Spooktacular. It's indoor trick-or-treat inside of the auditorium. What we do is we fill that whole place. We make it look like a haunted house. I mean, there's something around every corner. We put them through the cow maze where they start this way, and we have everybody that owns a business in town. You just bring 3,000 pieces of candy because that's how many kids we have come through the door really wow. with their families. It's 3,000. Cool. But we open that up to everybody. It's not till October. What we need right now, registration is required for businesses. You can decorate a booth any way you want to decorate it. They're expecting 3,500 people this year, and it's at the Melbourne Auditorium, 625 East Hibiscus Boulevard. You can call 608-7420 in the 321 and reserve your space there. So don't forget about the spooktacular at the auditorium. Also, we've got happening this month, we've got the India Day Festival. Now, we all know I have to do everybody's food and beverage, but I'm not cooking that India food, so I'm going to have to bring that in. I'm thinking Taste of India, because, you know, somebody's mother will go, it doesn't taste like mine. I can do a lot of things, but I'm not even trying that one. So I have to third party that one. I have to bring that in the side door. I have to sneak it in the side door, a little chicken korma and tandoori chicken. You guys like India food?
I love Indian food.
Have you been to Taste India?
I have.
That's probably a good place then.
It is a very good.
Get that?
Very authentic.
Have you been to one of the India festivals?
I have been, yes.
Yes, they're very fun. Yes. Lots of drinking. Now, I notice you guys aren't having alcohol. We're having no alcohol.
No, not this round. We're going to hold
back.
It makes
for a happy party.
No, but we will have an event coming up in November.
We're saving that for our
Brevard
Encore.
Do I have that Brevard Encore?
Is it with us?
Actually, it's
it's at the Grand Manor, actually.
Oh, don't say
yeah,
that. Don't
I'm sorry, do it. Grand Manor, no. But it is a wine tasting event. This is our annual fundraiser.
Oh man,
so
you
I believe that's on him. The. Set.
Listen, I shake my martinis 30 times. Just ask my kid.
You'll be able.
You'll be invited.
You'll
though.
Be able at the event. They'll have registration
you
for that.
You can relax for once.
It's November what?
I think it's. Let me double check. I don't want to
double check.
I want to say it's a 7th.
So you're doing a. I'm going to give another restaurant. What is it at the Manor?
It's the Grand Manor. It's not a restaurant.
Tony,
it's
my
actually
friend Tony,
an event center. Grand,
right.
No. I'm all right with Tony. You know, Tony's the only other one in town, really. He's the only one that. Him and I are the only ones that can do a party over 1,000 people.
We don't have that many places.
No.
Yeah. No, there's really not that many people. It's just me and Tony, so we work together a lot.
So it's good to know.
A lot of times I've done alcohol. He's done food. Mm-hmm. We started years ago at Rickman Park in Melbourne Beach, doing, I don't know, 100 people or something. And now we're working together at Eastern Florida State College. When we have 1,000 people and we have to do off-site catering, he's got that nice little trailer with all his little plates and everything in there. It's like, bring it right up. You know, I'm like the guy at the airport telling him how to back up. Back it in, Tony. They're closing there, too. They're making some changes there. The restaurant out front, I think it's like Adobo. Is it the, it's like not Mideastern, but that's closing now in the front. And it's going to be all for the Grand Manor parties. And, yeah, he's doing away with the restaurant. I was sad to see that.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But what night did you check that date?
It's the 7th. The 7th of November.
The 7th.
Yes.
I have a gem show that day. You'd be surprised how many people buy rocks. It's absolutely amazing. 3 days. 3 days in a row, I'm there watching people selling gems. It's
colored rocks.
Huh?
colored
don't
rocks.
Tell me there's not a lot of money in Brevard, because when you got money to buy rocks,
the colored rocks.
Yes, yeah, colored rocks. It's unbelievable. So we've got we go back here though. We've got right after that Indie Festival. We've got here's a new one on me, you guys. Melbourne Oddities Festival. How about that one? You guys heard of that one? Because I think they had one over at Wickham Park. I have no idea. But we're going to be having them on the show also. They're going to tell us what a Melbourne Oddities Festival is. I don't know. I always dress odd, so I should fit. I should fit right in no matter what it is. Cherished Pampering, that's the house church in Palm Bay. Are you familiar with them? They're over there by Thrifty's. It's actually right in back of Thrifty's. It's called The House.
Oh, The House, yes.
And Betsy and Ken, and they do a Cherished Pampering Day. And what that is they have vendors who cut hair, do nails, do all kinds of pampering for not just women. You don't see many guys in there, but they come just to get pampered. There's no charge. You just, and then of course, you know, somebody's usually Betts is on stage and has some special guests that come and they talk, and it's a good night. They're doing it in the day on August 16th. They're doing it from 11 to 3. So, but it's a free event from House Church. That one's August 16th. You can go to thehousepalmbay.com, and you can get all the information for that. And then, of course, you know, our favorite, Danny, the Gun and Knife Show. The Gun and Knife Show is back August 23rd, August 24th. It's $8 at the door to get in. You can go to flgunshows.com for more information. 9 to 5 on Saturday, 9 to 4 on Sunday. I'm always there for that one. They are have been with me for years and years, once a month. And there's more people. You guys should have a booth at that one, because let me tell you, more people come through the door for the gun show than any other event. It's 3 days. You know, even when they're setting up on Fridays, people are coming through, and usually there's 450 people. They're just vendors. And sometimes we've seen as many as 6,000 and 7,000 people come through that door in 2 days.
Wow, maybe we should go.
So, on Sunday, August 31st, we have Florida's Finest car show. It's from 12 to 5. DailyDriveInc.BigCartel.com. You can get all the information you want for that car show. I love this car show because everybody pulls their cars inside. It's not an outside car show. They pull them inside. It's sort of like a car club got together where everybody's got their lawn chairs sitting in front of their cars. We make them check their coolers outside because they're not coming in, because I'm food and beverage. No food and beverage coming through the door. But it's almost like a tailgate, almost like a tailgate party. Only they have to come up to get their tailgate from me. But it's a pretty cool day. Some really cool all custom cars. There's nothing that came out of a Ford dealer or a stock car. These are all really cool cars. Cool colors. So that's one that we enjoy. The if you want any information on these, you can go to the Melbourne Auditorium at auditorium@mlbfl.org or call 321-608-7420. And that's what's happening in my neck of the woods. We do have some really cool things coming up also. Have you guys been to any of these? It's a big thing now is cover bands. We have Fleetwood Mac coming. Elvis, did you come to any of those shows?
No.
Okay, so because I love the Almost Abba, because I can do that whole, dancing to the Abba.
Try the Elvis.
We're gonna have Elvis, and when we get close to the shows, I'll talk about them. But we've got Pink Floyd. It's called Brit Floyd, and we've got I think Fleetwood Mac. Fleetwood Mac is another one. The Doors. I don't know how that one will go over. Do you think there's a lot of Doors people still that want to watch? Do you listen to Doors music?
No.
Jimmy, what kind of music you listen to?
I guess I'm a Van Halen fan.
Van Halen? Yeah. You know what? No, I would love like a Sammy Hagar or even David Lee Roth. If they had somebody that could do that looked the same. Because I know the Elton John guy, if you closed your eyes, because he was just a little short, but other than that, if you closed your eyes and you were sort of far away, because I've got the bird's eye view, you would not know that was not Elton John. And he was actually the guy that played in his movie and had Elton's real clothes. So it was pretty good. But this is what it's come to, because we used to have like Ted Nugent play there, and we had the violinist from Kansas do Christmas music one time, and we had Casey and the Sunshine Band. But now this whole, even at the King Center, it's covers. I don't know. I don't get it. But
we miss our old bands.
Got to tell you, they're all sold out. I mean, there's no seats left. They're all sold out shows. So that's what we're doing lately. So I don't know.
Bringing back the classics.
Huh? Yeah.
Bringing back the classics.
Bring back the classics. That's right. So have you been to a concert at our place?
We went to one at the King Center, but it wasn't.
So the King Center, and you know I'm over there too. I'm Eastern Florida. The King Center's great. Like if you're seeing the orchestra or something.
That's what it was, orchestra.
Yeah. But if you're seeing a concert, I say I'm not going to any concert unless I'm in the up part in the front row, because people stand the whole concert now. You know what? I'm old. I don't want to stand anymore. I want to sit down when I want to sit down. Stand up when I want to stand, but I don't want to stand the whole concert. I saw Adam Lambert there. They stood the whole concert for Adam Lambert. I'm like, somebody sit down. I'm like, down in front, sit down. We can see them sitting down because there's no room to dance. But now at the auditorium, there's all the room next to the chairs. I mean, we have a whole dancing area. Like ABBA, there was more people dancing than was in front of their seats. And that's all pretty cool because you're dancing. Everybody's got a date by the end of the month, by the end of the night, because you've been dancing with everybody. So there's something good about these things. There's no more speed dating. Just come to one of our concerts. It's all good. So that's what's happening in my place. We're going to have some good food, though, this weekend. So I hope everybody comes. If they're not coming for you, I hope they come for me.
Well, actually, strategically, what I've done is I have a couple book authors that have written books, and I'm going to have them in your area.
Okay.
So I figure we can do a little book reading, entice people to come over, get a little bite to eat, you know, bring the kids over, let them play in the play area while they're eating, right? So I've got you.
You got me? My kid, I had to throw my kid out there. Is there an age limit for that?
No.
For the kids part?
No, there is not. All of our kids. When I say kids, mine's 26.
Yours is Well, I have one that's around. I have all ages. I've got 20, 11, 35, 40.
Bring
I got
in.
Them all.
Aren't we all kids?
That's right. No, I like to spread mine out a bit. They can wreck my life for a long, long time. That's right. No, I love my children. Kathy, I love my children most days.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. I never thought I'd be this old, though, with an 11-year-old. But I think it's the best one. I actually moved away from my other children. I went home one day and I said, you know what? I'm moving out. And I'm leaving all of you here in this townhouse. You can stay. I'm taking you. And I point to the little one. She looks at me. She goes, why I gotta go? I go, because the law says so. That's why. And I'm enjoying every minute of it. I love that they're like not even a mile down the road. Okay. And I stop in every day and make sure they're keeping that house clean. But no, I love it. It's just nice having my own space. And, you know, there's no dishes in the sink. Not many anyways. And I don't have to clean up after them. It's a beautiful thing. Because young adults are the worst. I'd rather have that 11-year-old. She cleans way better than the older ones.
She's not being influenced by them either.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Actually, I do leave her over there. I leave her over there about 3 days a week. I just left her with them for a week while I was in California. I said, on the 1st of September, I'm going on a cruise. She goes, without me? And I go, yes, it was so fun. It was just so fun. But it's all good. Tell us what else you got happening then. Or if you want to say, because we're running out of time, I want them all to know how to get a hold of you and how to, on Saturday, you want them to show up.
Yes. Yeah. And you can register online. You can go to our website again, angelsbridginggaps.org. And you can actually, there's a link that you can go to and register ahead of time. If you don't get to register, please don't feel like you can't come. Everyone is welcomed. We will have registration at the front door as well. But if you've pre-registered, then there'll be a separate line for you. You can go in and actually start getting a chance to get onto the floor.
No more vendors. You're not taking any more vendors.
No,
the vendors is
no.
Closed.
We're kind of closed to vendors.
Yeah, triple booking.
And that's a hard one, bringing them in at the last minute.
Yeah, yeah. We've had to do that.
But you've got actual medical people there.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
We're going to have some medical checks being done. We've got something for the kids, some fun things. We've got mental health, behavioral health, law enforcement, major agencies like Voc Rehabilitation. We have... like I said, hopefully Agency for Persons with Disabilities. We've got FND, which is the
Family Network on Disabilities.
Mm-hmm. We've got Partners in Health.
What? Oh, Florida Voices for Health. I'm sorry.
Voices for Health. Yes.
We have a bunch of agencies. Yeah, please come. Yeah, we have all of the booths, the vendors, like each of our organizations in our coalition will have their own booth with their own events and everything that they can connect you with as well. So for my particular focus with One Voice Brevard, we have our monthly newsletter advocacy, but the legislative advocacy focus is what we look at. We're getting ready to host signups for across the state. We want to get someone with a voice of disabilities at every single Florida County delegation meeting for this coming session. So we're going to have a registration set up for that. We would love to have everyone come and say that they will, you know, stand up for the 3-minute public comment to go to each of the counties in Florida to talk about disability issues. But there's a lot of things going on, so please come by and check it out.
Yeah, and a big part of it's collaboration. We're looking for organizations that want to work together and hopefully come out with maybe a task force on a quarterly basis where we can continue working on issues going on in Brevard and solutions for how we can actually solve those issues together collectively. So it's open to any and everyone. And we're just hoping that everyone comes and has a good time, leaves a little filled, and we look forward to next year. We've already reserved the Melbourne Auditorium for August 29th.
August 29th.
Of 2026.
Next year, 26th.
Yep, we're already planning for next year.
I love that I get all my things a year in advance. I really do. I also know what I'm doing next year.
We moved back, a couple of weeks so that we can make sure we capture both the school, because we know this week we're kind of competing a little bit with the beginning
school,
of school.
Everybody's
and
coming
teachers
back from summer vacation.
Yeah. And also I know that there's bowling going on this weekend. Special Olympics bowling is happening.
Really?
So you're competing against Special Olympics bowling. That is major.
And I got to tell you, in Vera, they're having a food truck on Friday. It's the first Friday of every month in the Vera on right there by the courthouse, Judge Fran Jameson Way. It's from 4 to 8, and they're having a bunch of food trucks. It's Food Truck Friday at the Vera Park Market and food trucks. Also, just one more thing. I'll just get my in the last minute, they'll say, and don't forget, the auditorium, the city of Melbourne is doing their backpack giveaway, back to school backpack giveaway, Saturday, August 2nd. It's from 10 to 2 at the Eddie Lee Taylor, which is one of our community centers. So, listen, my friend over here just gave me the bunny ears, and now he's giving me the finger. He's telling us that it's been, we've got 1 minute to get off the air. Kathy and Jimmy, you're here till Saturday with me, and so we're still going to be hitting some restaurants in town. What's your favorite restaurant so far, Jimmy?
The Brevardian's been very good.
The Brevardian's.
I thought that was
good. I haven't tried that.
Yeah.
Huh. Last night we did Dirty Bingo at Lou's Blues. That was fun. You won. I won. You took the prize, yeah, which was a beautiful thing since I couldn't make it up there. tonight, hopefully, we'll find somewhere equally as fun to do. And we're going to keep walking the beach. And we've got a rocket going up tonight, so don't miss that. Jackie, Nicole, thanks. I look forward to Saturday's event. This is a first for me, this one with you guys. So that's always fun for me.
Yeah,
you know, the second one we always do better because we know what each other's doing. But I'll have Phil's coffee and I'll stand on the other side of the glass door and drink it. I'm going to drink it
take
and
pictures.
Just go, you can't get in for a half an hour. Listen, thanks for tuning in to What's Cooking in the 321. I'm going to be back here next Tuesday. I think Jen will be with me next Tuesday. She'll be back. Gina will be in the house, and we're going to have Ellen from Simply Fabulous is going to be here. And again, Melbourne Municipal Band is going to come in and tell us what they're going to be playing on next Tuesday also. Thanks again for joining. This is Kim from What's Cooking in the 321.
Look no further. Go to YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.